So let me tell you a quick story, okay? So the year is 2004, which is a long time ago, 16 years ago. The Calgary Flames went on a Cinderella run to the Stanley Cup Final and lost in Game 7. And our sister station in Calgary, Sportsnet 960, you know, we're going all night on these post-game shows, which has been a lot of fun, unbelievable. And in 2004, a guy named Rob Kerr, he kind of did the same. He basically said, I'm going as late as you're keeping me up. And they got to the, I guess this would have been the second or the third round. And they played the San Jose Sharks, and the Flames won a huge overtime game on the road in San Jose to advance to the Cup Final. And he went so late that the team flew home from San Jose, and Craig Conroy was driving home from the airport, flipped on the radio, and Kerr is still going on the postgame. So he called in just to be like, you're crazy. Like, this is insane. And so it's not the same because it's only 10 a.m. local or 10 p.m. local time. But our producers tell us that Vancouver Canucks forward Brandon Sutter is on the line, who I know in 04 was part of that that playoff ride as a fan, and his uncle Daryl was coaching, and Sutter joins us now. What's going on, man? Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's a good feeling. It's something a lot of us haven't felt in a while. It's just it's fun to be in the fight right now, and you know, I'm sure the fans at home are going crazy, and it's got a lot of work ahead of us, but just being on this ride right now, it's been awesome.
So, bottom six, like, tell us about kind of what got into this group. I know that, you know, Travis Green kind of threw down the hammer a couple games ago and said on the podium, I'm not worried about our guys. And Tyler Motte had four goals in the last two games. You had three assists tonight. Jay Beagle with the big goal. I mean, Antoine Roussel, I mean, what a play you guys made. How do you describe all that?
Well, I think it's you know, I think just kind of the makeup of our team. I mean, the way way we play, I think, as a bottom six, obviously in playoffs, you always need scoring from everybody, and that's what kind of puts you over the top, and especially in a series like this. But in terms of our role with the team, everyone's been on board with accepting what's being asked of them, and you know, I think the first, you know, four games, I guess, we maybe didn't create as much as we wanted, but I thought, you know, we were solid in our roles, and our penalty kill's been good, and trying to find a little more offense as we went along, and finally it came. So it's nice to see it, and I think we talked a little bit after game four about, you know, we're going to have to start finding ways to create more, because you're not going to win a series with just two lines scoring. So nice we chipped in, and you know, tonight was just a solid game all around, and like I said, just fun to be on the ride right now, and to be back in the fight.
Canucks forward Brandon Sutter calls and joins us here on the post-game show, Sportsnet 650. So, playoff hockey, ups and downs. Take us kind of through your emotions and the team's emotions in this series. I mean, you, like, up 2-0 on the Horvat OT goal, you guys are flying, and then St. Louis looks like the Cup champs for a couple games, and then Game 5 is all over the place, and Jacob Markstrom is a hero for a little bit, and that enables you guys to just take over for basically the next two games. I mean, how did your emotions go?
Well, that's just part of playoffs. One thing you learn as you play some playoff rounds and playoff games is that you have to control your emotions, and it's never getting too high, never getting too low. And I think obviously winning's fun. And after that, you know, big win in game two, we were pretty pumped up. And I still thought game three, we did a lot of good things, but hey, we were playing a good team. I mean, I don't think we would expect it to beat them in four straight. I mean, that just was we knew it was going to be a longer series, and I thought we just stuck with our game. And you know, obviously when you get up two and then you tie it up, that's just a swing of playoffs. You never know what's going to happen. And all in all, pretty proud of the way we stayed pretty level headed, and even our young guys who haven't really been through this before, really liked. We've all really liked the way it's been going. So, like I said, we need to keep pushing along and keep getting better.
We're talking to Canucks forward Brandon Sutter after a massive 6-2 victory by your Canucks over the Blues, going to the second round of the playoffs here on Sportsnet 650. And Brandon, you did mention some of the young guys and how they've been playing, but you know, we made so much about the young guys getting to the playoffs, getting that experience, and maybe those teams with a few young guys that haven't had the experience that, youthful energy, that lack of experience will give them that extra bit of jump in this type of setting. But the thing, too, is ever since you came to the Canucks, team hasn't made the playoffs. Edler, Tanev, these guys who've been here a long time, have gone through the struggles the last 4 years. How much does it mean to you guys as well that I struggled through the losing since coming here and the past few years to get this chance now to be in the postseason?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Honestly, we've talked about it a few times. Just, you know, you go through 4 years of really pushing and not really getting results. And finally now it feels like we're over that hump a little bit. And again, we got a lot of work ahead of us here still. But like I said, just to be back in the grind and the fight of playoffs, it's why you play. It's why you played as a kid. And I think even, you know, as you get older, you realize that your chances to win a cup are dwindle year by year. And for a lot of us, we're trying to just do what we can, whatever we can, to just give ourselves a chance. No question, our young players have been awesome, and they've helped us immensely in terms of how the team's changed over the last few years. So kudos to them, and obviously we're proud of the way they played too. I mean, I remember my first playoffs, first couple of rounds. It's pretty it's intimidating. It's not easy, and our guys have battled through, and it's been awesome to be a part of it with them.
Before we let you go back to the guys, Brandon, I personally for you, you know, there's been a lot of injuries, and it has been a tough go at times. And I would say, well, everyone would say, probably your best hockey as a Canuck has come in the last few weeks. You've been made such an impact, and I know, you know, we've been doing these shows till late, and the text lines and the call-ins, and I know you're not big on social media and stuff, but so many people have been like, hey, like, you know, I was wrong on Sutter, I was too hard on Sutter, and wow, what an impact, and I see why we got him, and all that kind of stuff. I know as a pro, you don't always follow that stuff, but what would you say, what does it mean to you for so many people to you know, be in your corner after so long?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I think as a player, I always try to stay focused on what I'm doing, not worry about the outside noise too much, and everyone's a little bit different with the way they handle that kind of stuff, but I know through a career and through everything, there's going to be ups and downs, and again, it kind of goes back to what I said about our team. It's not getting too low with things, not getting too high, just staying level-headed and obviously believing in yourself as a player. And I think coming into this year, I think, you know, we knew with some of the players we had to our team, we had a chance to improve pretty quickly. And for myself, again, just that excitement of getting a chance to win a cup again, that's why you play. And I'm just I'm so happy and so proud of our guys. So I just want to keep rolling and we've been playing really well. When you're one guy on a team, if everyone's playing well, it makes everyone look good. So it's been an awesome ride so far, and we just want to keep it rolling.
Great stuff, man. Thanks for the call. Actually, before we let you go, just describe the game winner. Describe that third goal, because that was like five passes on a play.
You got to tell me which one's the third one. I forget all the goals.
The goal where a billion of you passed the puck. Oh, there was only one of those.
Yeah, well, we made a good play. I came off the bench, and Petey held on to the puck, made a good play, passed it to Huggy, and he gave it back to Petey. And then I was thinking Petey was going to give it to me. He did. And then I looked up, and I seen Stetch coming from what felt like the far goal line with his stick in the air, and I heard him screaming. So it looks pretty good now, but I'm happy it went in.
Yeah.
Obviously a huge goal to get up by three.
You know those drills where you're practicing the power play with no penalty killers? That's what it looked like.
Kind of how it felt, yeah.
Thanks, man.
All right, thanks, guys.